The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, I would have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I'm going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, there's a number that speaks about the saints who are in what is called the Church Triumphant. And two things to encourage us, that the saints, they pray for us. So we're really never alone. The saints are our friends, our brothers and sisters in heaven, and they really pray for us. And not only that, but they leave us a model that we should try to imitate or emulate. Hans von Balthasar says, "If we look up to heaven, we see in the firmament of heaven these stars that are shining, and those stars are the saints." The document that came out a couple weeks ago, the Apostolic Exhortation of the Pope, "Rejoice and be holy," the Holy Father has a number, and it's actually number 16, where he speaks about a mother and four different things that she did that are examples for holiness. And the first is, she's tempted to gossip. Spanish, ser chismosa. And she decides, "I'm not going to do that because that's a venial sin." So if we want to become holy, we have to learn to control our tongue. Okay? And read James chapter 3. Okay? James chapter 3, probably about the best chapter in the Bible on the sins of the tongue, which James says we should be slow to speak and we should be quick to listen. Not bad advice. Slow to speak, quick to listen. Second is this. She comes home and she's very tired and she wants to retire, but her daughter has a problem and her daughter wants to talk to her. So even though she's tired to the point of maybe being exhausted, her daughter has a problem and she wants to just unload. Has ever happened to you that you've been tired and someone wants to talk to you? And you want to maybe run away? You want to bolt? You want to do a disappearing act? Well, sometimes God wants us to overcome our selfishness and listen to people that we don't want to listen to. Are you listening to me? Okay. Third is this. This is Ignatian spirituality. And it's the agere contra. You know what that is? The agere contra, to do the exact opposite. So she's in a state of desolation. What do we do when we're in a state of desolation? Many people go to the refrigerator. Go to the refrigerator, right? Or to the mall. Amen, okay. But the temptation is to give in to our kryptonite and to give in to our sensuality and go to eat, to buy, or maybe watch something on the TV or your tablet that maybe it's not necessarily sinful, but it's very worldly and it's sensual. Guess what she does? You ready? She pulls out a rosary and she prays her rosary. Amen? Amen or oh me? That's an amen, right? And that's the agere contra. You don't really feel like praying the rosary. But as John of the Cross says, seek the God of consolations and not the consolations of God. Amen? Yeah. And that rosary might be much more meritorious than you had just a ton of consolation. And the fourth sign is that she's walking on the street and she sees a person that's very poor. She sees one of those homeless people. You ever meet one of them? Yes. Often what we do, we see a homeless person and we cross to walk on the other side of the street. We've done that maybe more than once, huh? Or we play a blind eye. We don't really see them. And who that poor person, that's really Jesus Christ. I was hungry. I was thirsty. I was naked. I was a foreigner. I was sick. Whatsoever you do to least my brothers, you do to me. Matthew chapter 25, right? But what she did was she was kind to this person. Maybe we can't always give money. Maybe we can't always give material possessions, but we can always smile, we can always be kind to someone who is poor, alone, and abandoned. So these are four practical things that all of us understand if we want to become saints. We have to learn how to control our tongue, not to say, "Dicer chismosos," okay, which means don't be a gossip. Okay? Even though we're tired, sometimes we have to carry the cross and put up with people that are difficult. Third, in desolation, don't go to the refrigerator, but go to Mary. Amen? And fourth, try to be kind and loving and compassionate to the poor. Remember the golden rule. What's the golden rule? Do to others what you want them to do to you. So all of us are called to become saints. All of us are called to become great saints. Let's pray that all of us will pursue our goal in life to become great saints. Amen.